have in their life. The Word of God provides it all, doesn't it? Because it is indeed the Word of God. It's not the words of man. And Paul said, my preaching, my speech was not with enticing words of human wisdom. But instead, my preaching and my speech was with power, with demonstration of the Spirit, and with power that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And in His Word is power. Amen? Power to help you in every area of life. Would you stand with me if the worship team would come? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let's just, if you can, just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we love you today. Father, I pray today that as the Word of God was shared about your Word, that there would be just a fresh infusion, a fresh love for the Word of God and a fresh desire to be in the Word of God and a fresh faith in recognizing and knowing what the Word of God will do for all of us. Father, we know that throughout history there's been those that have come along trying to destroy the Word of God, but it could not be destroyed. And Father, we thank you for just building in us just an immeasurable sense of value toward the Word of God, that it might be so valuable to us that we might desire to just to soak in it and let it soak us and get into us, Lord God, and change and transform our lives. We thank you for the power of the Word. And the reason it's so powerful is because of the power of the blood that's washed us. And now the Word of God continues its work in us. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. With every head bowed, nobody looking around. Everybody just in an attitude of reverence toward the Lord. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I don't know for sure that I'm forgiven of my sin. I'm not sure that if I were to breathe my last breath today, that I would go to heaven, that I am in right standing with God. I'm not sure that my sins have been washed, and I just need to be sure. If that is you, I want you to know that God loves you, that you've never done anything so wicked that He can't forgive you. I want you to know that if you were the only person on the face of the earth, He'd have sent His Son to die so you could live. I want you to know that everyone has sinned. There's no one that has not sinned. No one that has not sinned. Everyone has broken God's law. And everyone, therefore, is guilty before God. You are guilty. Unless you accept forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. And if you are still guilty, that means there's punishment eternally. And there's a certain extent of punishment that will take place on this life, because to not live for Him is not to have an abundant life. But there certainly is an eternal punishment of hell and the lake of fire. But the good news is you don't have to go there. You may think, I'm young, I don't have to worry about that. There's young people die every day and they, I'm sure, end up surprised. Today's your day. I believe that if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God wanted you here today. He wanted you here to hear this good news. This good news that Jesus died, took your sin and the punishment for your sin upon Himself so you could be forgiven. And you're forgiven by putting faith in what God has done for you. And so if you're here today and you'd have enough guts to say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody might say. Enough guts to say, I'm just going to give my life to Jesus. Because it takes more courage to do it than not. If you have enough guts to say, I need to know I'm forgiven and that Jesus is my Lord today, would you lift your hand up high and not be afraid or ashamed, but say, I know I need Him and I don't care what anybody says or thinks. I need Him just like the whole world does. Anybody at all, you say, I know I need forgiveness. I need to receive Him today. I see one hand. Is there anybody else? Two hands that know they need Jesus. Anybody else knows that they need to accept Him today? All right, we're all going to pray a prayer. And the Bible says that if we confess Jesus is our Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. And so we're all, this whole house, we're going to pray this prayer. And those two young fellas, they pray it with us today. Amen? So let's pray it together. Let's say it now. God in heaven, I thank you that Jesus died for me. He gave His life so that I could live. He took my judgment, my punishment upon Himself so that I could be forgiven. Today, I turn from sin and I turn to Jesus Christ. I say to Jesus, be my Lord today. Be my Master. I not only believe that You died for me, but that You're risen. You're risen from the dead. And You're alive forevermore. Come and live in my life. And be my Lord today. And Father, I thank You that I'm forgiven of all my sin, washed by the blood. And with Your help, from this day forward, I will live for You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. God's good. Amen.